Back in the summer of 2011, Suzanne Byerly, her husband, and their 2-year-old son were on a family vacation in Tennessee when they stopped at a local grocery store to get dinner.
So we decided to have spaghetti because it was kid-friendly, and my husband and I try to watch our weight, so we opted for ground turkey versus ground beef.
But the healthy option quickly made Byerly very sick. By the time she arrived back home in St. Louis, and after more than a week of body aches, fever, vomiting, and diarrhea, she was admitted to the hospital. Her body was so infected that she was septic.
When I Googled it and saw how serious it was so scary. And I am just so grateful because I know when you are septic that you can lose limbs.
Byerly was part of an outbreak of Salmonella Heidelberg, a particularly nasty strain of the bacterial disease. It ultimately sickened 136 people and killed one, triggering a huge meat recall.
Meat giant Cargill is recalling 36 million pounds of its ground turkey.
Salmonella is common, but very serious. It's to blame for the most hospitalizations and deaths among foodborne illnesses. So here's what's surprising. That ground chicken burger you chose to eat for health reasons is 12 times more likely to be contaminated by Salmonella than a hamburger. U.S. Department of Agriculture figures show that roughly 40% of ground chicken is positive for Salmonella before it gets to your home. The rates are similar for parts like breasts, wings, and thighs. Second surprise? That's perfectly okay with the government, because those numbers are within what the USDA calls allowable standards. Here's Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack testifying before Congress about it.
We have performance standards in which we essentially say there are certain levels of the reality of the biology of food production is that there are certain levels that can't be avoided and have to be dealt with in other ways.
Another surprise, those poultry breasts, wings, and thighs, the meat most of us buy, were not inspected for Salmonella at all until 2 months ago. That's the first step of a USDA plan to lower contamination levels by setting up tougher standards. That said, USDA admits that more than half of the poultry processors won't meet those standards during the first year.
Raw chicken is not sterile.
Tom Super of the National Chicken Council believes the government's plan to combat Salmonella is moving too fast. He says Americans eat millions of safe servings of chicken every day.
Any raw agricultural product, whether it's fresh fruit, vegetables, meat, or poultry, is susceptible to naturally occurring bacteria that could make someone sick if the product is improperly cooked or handled.
That means you have to cook poultry to 165 degrees to kill the bacteria. And that's particularly important because recent outbreaks have been caused by Salmonella strains that are much harder to treat. Carolyn Smith-DeWall of the Center for Science in the Public Interest spoke to PBS's Frontline.
The strains of Salmonella that are showing up on these chickens aren't the ones our grandmother knew about. They are tougher, stronger, and many of them are antibiotic resistant.
Back in St. Louis, Suzanne Byerly recuperated from her bout with Salmonella. She says she's grown more careful about what she and her family eat, and she's still angry that contaminated food is even allowed into grocery stores.
Practices like that could kill people. It could kill innocent people. It'd be like putting an explosive device in your food, basically. It's a ticking time bomb.
Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.